WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It is 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This week's activity in Brazos County District Court included two criminal cases involving charges of injuring children.
Throwing a pan of boiling water that was on the kitchen stove has landed the separated parents of a 3-year-old Brian girl in their own hot water. The mother, 25-year-old Gabriella Hogan, appeared in Brazos County District Court this week to enter a not guilty plea to recklessly injuring her daughter. Hogan charged with causing second-degree burns to the child by throwing hot water during an argument with the child's father last July. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, Hogan said she picked up the pan of hot water that was boiling eggs after she saw the child's father push their daughter into a window, causing her head to shatter the glass. The father, 26-year-old Armando Luis Gonzalez of Bryan's, also been indicted on a charge of recklessly injuring his daughter. Both parents are out of jail after posting bond. 4 years ago, a 6-year-old boy appeared at a local school with bruises on his face. This week, a former boyfriend of the child's mother was in Brazos County District Court. Prosecutors say 30-year-old British Williams pleaded guilty to injuring the child and was sentenced to 8 years in prison. According to a news release from the DA's office, Williams moved to Washington State after the child's injuries were discovered. Those injuries included the youngster being strangled and repeatedly struck. Child's mother told investigators the injuries were the result of playing with friends. Prosecutors say the victim and a sibling were eventually removed from the home. No criminal charges were filed against the mother. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If you're responsible for rolling out your trash containers to the street, you're being asked to get them off the street as soon as possible.
Make sure that the cans, when they get put out, that they're accessible for the driver. And put them up next to a car or in between cars. The driver needs some room to operate.
Comments from City of Bryan's Public Works Director Jason Barfneck during our show included moving containers off the streets within 12 hours. At the last College Station City Council meeting, Linda Harvell brought up repeat offenders who leave trash containers along the street.
How much time is code enforcement spending the day after every trash day, going around neighborhoods, putting these orange tags to either wind up on the ground or in the trash can, and nothing is done? At what point in time do we start putting some bite behind our own regulations?
The College Station City Council agreed to direct staff to provide options on enforcing city regulations. Portable classroom buildings are being moved to the Bryan School District's intermediate campuses. The school board approved the recommendation from construction manager Jeff Windsor at this week's workshop meeting.
Students for the Inquire program, Odyssey program, fine arts programs moved two of the portables over to Long. I think right now it'll really help with the fifth grade music, to get it into an area that's not so noisy and disruptive for some other classes.
From the campuses of Bryan Collegiate and MC Harris, two portables are going to each of the intermediate schools and two more are being repaired.
Right now, portable buildings with the new regulations on them, they're very expensive to build, and we want to hang on to them. Whether we use them or not, we want to hang on just in case.
Windsor says Bryan ISD is working with city officials on developing the land that will become available after the portables are moved. In the 9 months since Hurricane Harvey, the amount of debris that's been collected equals filling Kyle Field 72 times. That's according to Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who continues to lead the governor's recovery effort. Sharp says FEMA has delivered more than $1 billion in grant funding.
And that can be used by local entities for buyouts and elevations, drainage, reservoir projects, channeling waterways to make sure they drain, dams, retention basins, levees, flood walls, things like that, flood risk reduction projects.
Sharp says much of the money for rebuilding after a natural disaster comes from private insurance, and he's advising people who live in flood-prone areas to consider flood insurance. Around 30 representatives of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce spent this week meeting U.S. Senate and House members from Texas and their staffs in Washington. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says the annual trip is well received on Capitol Hill.
We're just told by the congressmen and women themselves that when you come up to Washington, you walk into their office and you tell them what your issues are, it means so much more than you would get with just a letter or an email.
Brewer says it's also a good time to present proposals.
We come up a lot of times, and everything we ask for, we know we're actually asking for something that might get our in a year or two. You have to start asking. Well, they're doing things now. you know, you really feel like you're being heard, and there's a chance to actually get some action on your request right now.
The BCS delegation is one of the few chambers that not only goes to D.C., but spends a day with smaller groups to visit the offices of each senator and House member from Texas. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It is 72 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. One more look at local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty, plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
See WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota Elite dealerships or visit online at WCTractor.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we?
Sorry.
I went down the hall to get some water. And
I could hear you.
There was this other radio announcer. But he liked the idea of the Parknark.
Parknark.
I think we've got something.
You pay those guys to hold out those signs, you know, like the advertisement signs on the corner directing you to their business. Why not pay someone to just sit out there and Parknark?
Or as they call them in Boston, the Parknocks.
Okay, that too. But I think Parknark sounds better.
It does.
We say R's here as opposed to those people. Let's do some weather brought to you by Ground Shuttle. Think about the Ground Shuttle people.
Oh, yeah.
How's it for them when the traffic's like this? You know? Because they got to get out to the airport and all the different places where they got to take people.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway, they're going to sponsor this weather right now.
Okay.
They offer a frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and the Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Going to be, 90, okay? It's 90 between now and, like, Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. 70 will be the low, and no mention of rain. So, there you go.
Okay.
All right, guys. So, did we post that?
Yes, we did on our Facebook page.
Okay. What happened is a caller said, "Hey, well, how is this triple D thing going to work? Which is the double divergent design?" Okay.
Right.
And so we got video. There's one in El Paso, and there's one I think in Georgetown. So we're going to have the third one in Texas. Right here.
Gotcha. So. Yeah. So we posted it on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/WTAW1620. And it is a link to the YouTube video of the one in El Paso.
There you go. All right. So you get to see that.
Sure.
All right. Here we are. Gossip and bullying doesn't just exist in school. Research at the University of Florida, where they rough up people who are getting their diplomas. I didn't say that. has found that adult women use the same gossiping techniques as teenage girls to damage another woman's reputation and try to gain an advantage in romantic relationships.
Oh, wow. Careful,
Zach. We're not done.
Oh, okay.
It's a two-part story.
Yeah.
The lead researchers said it's consequential because a woman's reputation still predicts her access to romantic partners and friendships and professional collaborations. And so it can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
According to the researcher, people tend to give information weight to negative personal information because they consider it to be a truer indication of the person's character. In other words, I always thought that she was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
As opposed to believing the best, we're believing the worst because it's more fun
it's
than
more
you can
fun.
Spread it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, then there's another survey revealed that men gossip as much as women.
Oh, yeah.
And far from behaving like gentlemen, they are more likely than their female counterparts to complain about coworkers. Researchers surveyed 2,200 people about their gossiping habits, found that males and females equally likely to share gossip in the office, but while women tend to talk supportively about their colleagues. So you were making those little cat noises a minute ago, Zach. Apparently the men going to do that. They run their rivals down.
I don't see how women more likely will be able to talk supportively about their coworkers.
Well, I don't
know. In my experience, that is not always the case.
I don't understand how they could have a survey about gossip.
Right.
What are those questions like?
Exactly.
How much do you gossip? When was the last time you gossiped? Do you gossip about the same?
And what do you consider gossiping?
And what is gossiping?
Right.
Well, Chelsea wasn't able to come to the Christmas party the past couple of years, so she missed out on some good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, neither one of y'all.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, okay, because Scott goes all the time.
Yeah, like at every station
some
gathering.
Scrooges. Y'all just don't want to hang out.
That's it.
We talk about y'all when y'all aren't.
Okay, that's good. Good
so
news.
So you're gossiping about us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Good news for your fast food fans. Taco Bell's Naked Chicken Chalupa is back.
Oh, yeah.
Remember back in January of 2017 when Taco Bell launched that product as a limited offering? Okay, it's coming back.
I tried it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, it held together, right?
Yes, it did.
As opposed to a hard taco shell, which might break.
Yeah. Correct.
It was pretty good, all things considered.
Now, Taco Bell announced it will be bringing back the Naked Chicken Chalupa Spicy Edition.
Ooh,
it's
muy caliente. Spicy.
It's called the Wilder Naked Chicken Chalupa.
Oh, Wilder.
So there. You
Man,
got
talk
that.
About spicy. My brother went to Wendy's the other day, and he brought back his food to the house, and they had given him the wrong sandwich. He had ordered a burger, and they gave him a chicken sandwich. So it's right up the road. So he went back. He got his burger. He came back, and he said, oh, they just let me keep the sandwich. Do you want it? It's a chicken sandwich. I said, yeah, sure. Well, it was a spicy chicken sandwich with jalapenos on it.
Oh, hey.
I don't know who ordered it, but it was actually pretty tasty.
Okay.
It was hot.
Well, the spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's is delicious.
Yeah.
Well, again,
if you also had the jalapenos on it.
Yeah, that's good. Doesn't even matter what it tastes like after that.
So, yeah, thanks for getting that order wrong, Wendy's.
Yeah.
I got a sandwich out of it.
So I saw an ad on TV, I think yesterday, that Walmart is going to start doing 2-day free shipping.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
With no membership fee.
Ooh.
No membership fee.
So
see
if you're
how
a
that
Sam's
works.
Club member previously, I guess?
I don't know. This was just Walmart.
Well, you're talking about membership fee, so I assume that's the only membership.
No. They're going up after Amazon. After Amazon Prime.
I don't think there was a membership anyway.
They're just showing.
Saying, now we're going to give it to you, and you still don't have to be a member that doesn't exist.
Now, that'll be interesting because what Amazon has is entree to so many different brands.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that Walmart has that or has it yet, but, you know, they may be going
but
after it.
They still
it.
Have a lot.
Yep, which is fine. Hey, speaking of Amazon, they struck a deal with Sears.
Really?
To provide tire service, the company will install any brand new tires sold on Amazon at its stores.
Oh.
Deal includes Sears selling its diehard range of tires on the online retailer's website. Yeah, but
you can buy tires off Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can buy anything.
You can buy anything. Just about anything.
Tires, caskets.
Cooked food. I mean, the whole deal. So now, again, you can go to Sears, and Sears needs the traffic, granted. So that's I think that's probably why they're doing that. It is a little unusual, so we'll see how that works out.
Whatever
like
happened
for free?
To
I'm sorry?
Like for free? They'll just take
I guess
the tires
so.
To them
I
and
guess
they put
so.
Them on?
It doesn't necessarily say free right here, but yeah. I'm guessing that that's probably right.
Whatever happened to Roebuck?
You mean of Sears Roebuck?
Yeah.
No, I can't tell
just
you.
Just went to the wayside.
No, it's okay. No, hey, still got a check.
No, that's true.
Still got a check. His name might not have been there, but he still got a check, which
poor
is all
Roebuck,
that matters.
Though.
Yeah. For years, teenagers have collected gas money from friends. Now it seems the Illinois Department of Corrections might also need to pass the hat. This week, an official at the Western Illinois Correctional Center sent an email to the state attorney's office in Peoria saying that they were not able to bring an inmate who was slated to be a witness in a murder trial because, quote, they were having difficulties making fuel purchases at the current time. Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Did they, is their credit card overdue? The official then asked the state's attorney Attorney's Office to push the trial back until May, when the probability of being able to obtain fuel would be more likely. What does that mean? They have any gas to move prisoners around? That's in Illinois. Things are not good there.
No.
News broke yesterday that Apple and Goldman Sachs are in the midst of bringing a joint credit card to market. Credit card. Wall Street Journal reports the card will be issued under Apple Pay, possibly as early as next year. The move obviously benefits Apple, but Goldman Sachs will use the card to offer loans for customers who come in to stores to buy Apple hardware. Oh, I want that new Apple, whatchamacallit. Oh, well, it's $720. Well, I ain't got that. Okay, well, here, would you like to get a loan from the bank for $720 to buy new technology?
Man, that sounds so dangerous, though. People are going to get caught in a whirlwind.
You're right. Well, what one more thing you can sign up for. All right, by the way, did you hear the screams yesterday morning? Apparently, millions of millennials lost their minds after Instagram went down.
Oh, it did?
Chelsea, are you okay?
I didn't even realize it went down. Well,
that says something right there, doesn't
it? Yeah, I'm on it a lot.
Overshares around the globe were forced to use Twitter
and other
social media platforms to show off their selfies or whatever.
Really? OMG. No, I was on Instagram all day yesterday.
Huh. Well, it says here, word is it didn't affect all 800 million Instagram users.
Okay.
But problems were reported in Europe, Japan, and in some parts of U.S. America.
Oh, okay. Well,
must have been just a blackout in certain areas.
Yeah, yep. So you dodged that bullet.
Thank goodness.
That is really a good thing. Okay, so today is Friday. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Friday.
A lot of people do. Okay, today is Friday, which is green. That's just one person's perspective. Caroline Moss tweeted out a chart this week and wrote, quote, "This is what I see in my head when I think of the days of the week. Does anybody else have this weird imagery?"
Oh.
Apparently, she's not alone. A number of people replied that they see colors when they think or hear days of the week.
Very interesting. I don't.
This is an example of synesthesia, which is a phenomenon in which ordinary, distinct mental or sensory processes will blur into one another.
Okay.
It comes from the Greek word for sensation and together. They put them together. Some people taste sounds.
Oh.
Others experience specific emotions whenever they touch certain textures. And some, like Miss Moss, have specific visual representations for units of time.
Interesting.
In her case, she says she's a roughly drawn square or a rectangle for each day, and each day has a different color.
Hmm. I am reading the book Red Sparrow right now, which was a movie, or was made into a movie back in March. I think it came out with Jennifer Lawrence, but I don't know how much, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know how much they talk about it in the movie, but in the book, she sees colors around people, which to her tells them whether they are trustworthy or
they have an aura
deceitful.
Kind of thing.
Yes, kind of like a halo effect of color around them, and that's part of what makes her a really good Russian spy, because she can actually read people more before even interacting with them. And so that's just kind of interesting, because I'd never heard about that even, you know, when reading the book, and then you brought that story up.
Sure.
So weird.
And kind of keeping with that, for months, I think I can see like different colors for months, because on calendars, you know, you typically have, I don't know, kind of colors that are representative of
certain
months.
Sure, like spring months and
right,
summer.
Right, like spring is like lavender or pink.
Green,
summer's like, summer's like orange. Or red, and then fall is orange.
Okay.
But that's what I wonder, if people didn't grow up like looking at a calendar every day, and so they automatically associate a certain day with that certain color, whatever color it was on the calendar.
Yeah, but I think synesthesia is an ongoing thing.
Okay, so
I think that sounds
it's a little bit different.
All right, here we go. Just because you need to plan your television viewing for this weekend.
Okay.
Premiere of Undercover Boss Celebrity Edition tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh.
It's Gabby Douglas.
Oh.
She goes undercover to find gifted gymnasts and coaches. So there.
Cool.
She's the undercover boss?
Yeah.
She's like 20.
What can I say? 7 o'clock on Fox tonight, a two-hour special. Meghan Markle, an American princess. That'll be so fun. If you don't want to watch that at the same time on the Discovery Channel, will be season 3 premiere of BattleBots.
BattleBots.
That'd be more fun than watching Meghan Markle, I think. And also, it's the season finale of Blue Bloods. I'm a big fan.
Oh, I'm a big fan, yep. too.
On Saturday, though, this is kind of cool. You might want to capture it on your TiVo or whatever if you can't sit down and watch it right then. But HBO will be premiering Dunkirk.
Oh, okay.
At 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
This I think is I a, saw that one. This oh, is a no, docu- I didn't.
This is a docudrama about the... I mean, it's a tremendous story. It is a tremendous yeah. story. Yeah. Stars Kenneth Branagh and some others.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, in case you missed or didn't get enough of the Meghan Markle thing, Lifetime. Mm-hmm. Ooh, oh, that means it'll be spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
If it's on Lifetime. Meghan and Harry, A Royal Romance. This will be the TV movie that follows the courtship of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, played by actors, of course.
Of course.
From the moment they met. Oh man. They were set up by friends. I didn't even know that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
She didn't know who he was.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's a complete lie.
Well, that probably helps, though.
Yeah, but what do you mean she didn't know who he was? Yeah,
apparently that's the story.
Like
they
she
say.
Didn't recognize him.
Like it was a blind date.
Okay,
she didn't know that she was having a date with the prince.
Oh,
and I find that very, very difficult to believe.
Where do you go on a blind date with royalty? You know.
Well, why does Prince Harry need a blind date?
Well, and I find a hard time believing that Meghan Markle, someone who's an actress, would go on a blind date and not seeing a picture.
Well, but
of
if
someone.
They were, but if they were friends, if their friends were, you know, I would trust my friends.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I got the perfect guy in mind for you.
Well, not you. I wouldn't trust you.
You won't be able to look at him on Facebook or Instagram or anything. You're just going to show up and meet him.
Man. If my friends were willing, close enough friends wanted to do that, I would. Okay. Zach, I'm at the point in my life where I do just about anything.
Two guys in India under arrest for impersonating astronauts.
Oh.
Police say a father. This is so weird. Okay, this is India, and I mean, it's different over there. There's no doubt. Police say that a father and son dressed up like astronauts. In other words, had on space suits. They were wearing, like, silver foil suits.
Yeah.
Okay? And apparently going around door to door from people trying to, well, to get them to invest. And they apparently got dozens of people to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars by claiming that they were developing a device for the space administration, okay? For space. It's NASA, okay? Space. Chelsea's favorite thing.
Space.
What were they developing?
I wouldn't have given them any money.
It was called a space-age rice puller.
Rice puller. Because you need rice in space.
It's unclear exactly what the device was supposed to do.
Oh, of course.
So I'm dressed up in a silver suit. You know, I've got aluminum foil on. And I tell them I'm an astronaut. Give me hundreds of thousands of dollars for a space-age rice puller. And we don't even know what a rice puller is.
Right, but they're going to give them to
That'd be India. It's a little different. Man.
For Kishinka with your money now. Cybersecurity company Symantec is looking into unspecified financial issues and warned it may have to amend financial results and guidance and will likely miss a regulatory deadline. The disclosure, which offered few details and was tucked into its quarterly earnings release, sent shares down 19% in after-hours trading. Paint maker PPG Industries has fired its controller and reassigned employees after it found additional accounting errors worth millions of dollars and said its investigation into alleged violations of its accounting policies continues. PPG says errors pertaining to the first quarter would result in a $7.8 million net decrease in income. Mazda has named the head of its Americas operations as its next president and CEO after its current chief steps down in June as Japan's fifth largest automaker seeks to expand in North America, its biggest market. Crude oil up 6 cents at $71.42 a barrel on Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie. This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, May the 11th, in 1964, construction began on the Toledo Bend Reservoir. The reservoir is the largest lake in Texas and is formed by the Toledo Bend Dam, 80 miles northeast of Beaumont on the Sabine River. The reservoir occupies four counties in Texas and one in Louisiana. The area is rich in Native American history, and by 1967, more than 100 archaeological sites had been found at the Toledo Bend Project. The dam was completed in 1969. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
For every tech product, there's a good time and a bad time to buy. Today, why right now is an especially bad time to buy a new smartphone? Kim Komando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. It's a hard fact of life. Every tech item we buy will soon be replaced by one that's newer and better. The trick is not to buy a tech product that's about to be replaced. And that's where the smartphone market is today. Just this month, we have two major new phones coming. A Chinese-manufactured Android called OnePlus 6 is out next week. Then HTC's next flagship smartphone, the HTC U12, is coming a week later. In a few months, Google will release the new Pixel 3 smartphone and a matching smartwatch. Finally, the rumors are white hot that Apple is about to unveil a long overdue replacement to its budget iPhone SE. Expect the official announcement June 4th. So while retailers won't like my advice to wait before buying a new smartphone right now, you'll thank me later. I'm Kim Komando. In every family, there's the family photographer, the one responsible for all the photos on holidays, birthdays, and every other family celebration. They use expensive cameras and fancy lenses. The result? Hundreds, even thousands of printed family photos to try and keep and share. It's a big job, which is why Epson has come to the rescue with the Epson Fast Photo Scanner. With just one touch, Epson's Fast Photo can scan a stack of photographs as fast as one per second. It's the world's fastest personal photo scanner in its class. Upload your scanned photos to the cloud to easily share with everyone. Damaged or faded photos? Fast Photo has the software to restore your memories. Vibrant colors come back again. With Fast Photo, you have the power to do it quickly and inexpensively. Fast Photo automatically scans both the photo image and any handwritten notes on the back. Preserve what's priceless with Epson's Fast Photo high-speed photo scanning system. Visit Epson.com/fastphoto.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It is 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Officials in the Twin Cities are concerned about trash containers staying out in the street too long. During the last College Station City Council meeting, Councilwoman Linda Harvell received support to get options on enforcing regulations.
What can we do to keep our streets clean? The trash pickup guys come through. They have 8 hours to haul their cans up to their house. It does no good, I think, to send an employee out week after week after week to put an orange tag on a trash can that still stays in the street, and nothing ever changes.
And a request was made during our show by the City of Bryan's Public Works Director, Jason Barfneck.
Make sure if you're putting out your solid waste containers to pull them back in from the right-of-way 12 hours after service.
In addition to getting trash containers off the streets, Barfneck also reminded residents to properly separate brushy and bulk items that are placed for pickup. The Bryan School Board decided this week to repurpose six portable classroom buildings. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says the portables were no longer needed outside the MC Harris and Bryan Collegiate campuses.
Once DAEP moves to their new area, we're going to free up the 200 building at Bryan Collegiate. And everybody that's currently in the portable buildings will move into the school. This helps from a security standpoint.
Two of the portables are going to Jane Long, two more to Sam Rayburn, and Windsor says the remaining two will be repaired for future use. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce sent one of its largest delegations ever to Washington for its annual trip to meet with federal lawmakers representing Texas and their staffs. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says the atmosphere in Congress appears to be more productive.
The last couple of years when we've come up there, everything has just seemed like such a stalemate. Things right now for business anyway are moving pretty solid and pretty good as far as some regulatory reform and some relief.
Brewer said the trip also gave the opportunity to thank seven Texas congressmen who are not running for re-election. A Bryan man driving cars at night with lights that didn't work led to two traffic stops in 4 days and two arrests on unrelated charges.
21-year-old Preston Wiggins IV was arrested by Bryan police Tuesday night following a traffic stop for a defective taillight. According to the arrest report, the officer saw Wiggins stuff something into his right sock and smelled raw marijuana. That led to a search where the officer found two rocks of crack cocaine, a small amount of marijuana, and $800 cash. Last Sunday, Wiggins was stopped by College Station police in a different car because a headlight wasn't working. According to the CSPD arrest report, Wiggins jumped out before putting the car in park and started running. After a search, Wiggins was found and was arrested for evading arrest with a prior conviction, misdemeanor possession of marijuana, and two warrants from Bryan Municipal Court. Between the two arrests, Wiggins has posted bonds totaling $16,000 to get out of jail. According to online records, Wiggins has been in jail 8 times in the last year and a half. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 74 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, it's 8:37. Let's do some weather. We got some of that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Gulf moisture has been creeping into the forecast, and we're looking at some of that this morning in the form of low cloudiness. It'll try to give way to some sun today. The winds will pick up. It'll become breezy. May see a stray shower this afternoon, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70. Some sun will develop tomorrow. It'll be breezy and warm, close to 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partial sunshine Sunday with temperatures between 85 and 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 8:37. Henry Mayo, friend of the show, got a text from him. His son, John,
was on BattleBots.
Yes,
right?
He's on the Saw Blaze team, which is on BattleBots tonight.
Nice.
Saw Blaze.
They taped the show for 2 weeks in early April.
Okay.
He said, "All I know is that his team will be on several bouts."
Ooh.
So,
moving on.
Cool.
So got a local connection there.
Yep.
Henry's pretty cool because he was a surveyor. His dad was a surveyor. He literally has walked probably every square foot of the city of College Station and a lot of Bryan too. He knows a lot of things. And I always has a good story. Jay Sokol's here this morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, great.
Okay. He sounds like he's thrilled to be here. Chelsea, you got a fact?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good one today, too.
They're always good.
I know. They are always good. You're right. But it's not animal related since Scott's like an animal hater.
Yeah, that's really so. There we go. All right. But you did bring a guest with you today.
Oh, we're straight to that.
Well, yeah, we always
okay.
Oh, no, what? You got something else?
No, I was waiting for you. I thought there was going to be a riff on something. But let's
well,
not do
no,
that.
That's okay. No, I made a suggestion. I mean, we're concerned about the trash cans that are out on the streets in College Station, and I guess they put orange tickets on them, right? Mm-hmm. And then what, the people probably tear the tickets off and throw them down, right?
Right.
Which really doesn't help
I
very
guess the
much.
Tickets are recyclable, technically, so we could just move it from the green container to the blue one.
Could do that, but I suggested maybe you find like five Barney Fife type guys and gals who'd go knock on the doors and chastise people.
You know,
I volunteer.
That sort of concept. has been discussed by past councils.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Either that, or you got a guy like Gomer yelling "citizens arrest" in the street. I mean, I'm not sure which.
Sure,
but
why not?
Let's go ahead and kick up a ruckus if you possibly can. All right. So anyway,
we're just asking you to fix the parking and the traffic, Jay. It's not a big deal.
All right. Well, there's plenty of time today, so I'm on it.
All right. Because it's Friday, and you can't go anywhere because the traffic's too bad, right?
And the trash cans are in the way.
That's right.
So anyway.
aside from that. All right. We brought a guest.
I did.
Okay.
College Station Parks and Recreation Tourism Manager, J.D. Wood.
Hey, J.D. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Welcome back. Boy, we got a big deal going on, May 25th, 26th, and 27th. Talk about this a little bit.
Yes, sir. So the first year, a new event that we're very excited about, the Texas Weekend of Remembrance over May 25th through the 27th, leading into Memorial Day, honoring the individuals that gave everything for this country, kind of returning the weekend of Memorial Day weekend back to what is the prime focus of it, and that we're trying to do our part as creating a destination event for this community, a defining event, and we're looking forward to it and enjoying being a part of it.
Yeah, well, and you know, there are going to be some fun things involved. There's going to be like a flag football, you know, tournament and softball. But there is time to also talk about really the seriousness of the situation as well.
Yes, sir. So even the teams that are coming in are representing fallen Brazos Valley soldiers. Mm-hmm. And so we'll continue to keep that theme going through everything. The opening ceremonies on Saturday are 10 to noon. I mean, you're having a procession from the Brazos Valley Patriot Guard riders, parachute jump, presentation of colors, a roll call for all the conflicts and the individuals that passed away in wars for the United States. Keynote speakers from generals. Also, our welcome remarks are from Brigadier General Joe Ramirez from mm-hmm. the Corps of Cadets. Amazing Grace by Bagpipes. So very excited about that.
No, that's good. Yeah.
So just a lot of activities. There's entertainment during the day in military booths. And also you have boot camp obstacle course, laser tag, kids workshop, all of these things going on, and ending the day on Saturday and on Sunday with a concert series that will be going on at Veterans Park.
Sure. And it can be a come and go situation. If there's some things you want to see, do that, then leave, come back. And you've got a pretty extensive timeline on a website where they can go, right? So they could check this stuff out.
Yes, sir. Everybody can go to www.cstx.gov/TWR.
Okay. So, and again, starts on Friday, noon until really that's an all day situation. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a run walk, I think, event on Sunday as well.
Correct. So yep. On Sunday, we start off the morning with a 1 mile kids run, a 5K run and walk, brought to you by Brazos Valley Cares organization, and that's going on at Veterans Park in the morning. And then when it ends, we'll have a breakfast with the chaplain from 10 to noon. We're actually bringing in a U.S. Army chaplain, Jeremy Trout, from Fort Bliss, and he is providing military service, and there'll be free breakfast provided for everybody in attendance. And so then we'll kick off again. All of the games are going on for the sporting teams. We also have the booths and everything after, basically, once the chaplain finishes the service, we'll have booths again, have all the entertainment things to do, and then we'll finish off with a concert from 2:15 to 5 Sunday night.
Okay, and then there are some other things that are be going on that are off-site as well, right?
Correct. So we're working, basically, our thought process with Texas Weekend of Remembrance is there was already some events that are going on in this community, so we're trying to highlight them and give them some marketing boost.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of creating the middle event that kind of brings everybody to town, and then they can really enjoy what our community was already doing. So we're trying to basically, working with Jay and Lacey and everyone over at PR, we're wrapping a nice pretty bow around what our community is known for, wants to be known for, and already has, and then adding kind of a central event for everyone to come to and then branch off from.
There you go. May 25 through 27, Weekend of Remembrance. What's the website where we go
to? So the website, again, is www.cstx.gov/TWR.
All right, great. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
What else?
So I'm browsing our brand-new summer Parks and Recreation guide
that has pickleball?
All the programs,
pickleball?
Events.
Pickleball? Pickleball?
Yeah, there's some pickleball stuff in there, but here's the
sign
deal.
Sign him up.
Yeah.
I flipped to the section about summer mini camps.
Yep.
Right, because a lot of parents want to make sure that kiddos at least are out of the house some of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of these mini camps, golf camp, football agility camp, there's a Harry Potter camp.
Hey. Ooh! Listen to these two. Wow!
Chelsea's all over that. Yeah.
But the one that caught my attention is Outdoor Wilderness Survival Camp.
Ooh!
And let me just go ahead to day two of that camp.
If you survive day one, ..
Discover how to find and purify water for drinking, make a fire by friction, track animals, and make primitive hunting tools. That's just day two.
Oh.
Oh.
But then day three, you make rope, survival baskets, bows and arrows, animal traps, and snares, and you throw spears.
Oh, heck yes.
Wait a minute. If you throw spears, you can't do that.
For ages 6 to 12.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you, this is going to be a great camp. So if you'd like to find out about this camp or Harry Potter camp or the other summer mini camps we have, visit csdx.gov/parks, and you'll see the guide to download right there.
I know how to start fire with friction, by the way.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, just I went to Six Flags one time and rode the water ride first.
Stop talking about friction, Zach.
And then after that, just the thighs were making a lot of friction.
Oh, yeah, see, there we go. Yep.
All right, now, you're not making poison, right? There's no poison-tipped darts or anything, right?
Ooh.
No, but I will say on day five, you get to make soap and toothpaste out of native plants. Oh.
Stop. I want to go to this.
Is this a process of elimination?
Do you have to be 12?
Is it like Junction Boys? Where
we're going to drop you at Lick Creek Nature Park.
Yeah.
That's
close enough to my house. I can just walk.
It's going
to
release all the kids into the wilderness, and then they're going to come back all feral. And
feral children right here.
Oh, that's that gang of the feral children from College Station.
It'll be like Children of
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 College Station.
It'll be like Children
College Station.
It'll be like Children of
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 College Station.